Hey, thanks for tuning in today to the Alive and Well podcast. I'm a pastor at Awaken Church in Rome, New York. And these short messages are the summary of my sermons each week. It's my hope and prayer that you today find inspiration in something you hear only so that you can live out your life as a fully devoted follower of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So today I want to talk about empowering the next generation. And we can study, research, and discover all kinds of data and statistics from a thorough generational research. But today, I would like to share three reasons how God views generations and three ways we can empower the next generation. Come on, let's dive in together. There's a difference between being the best in the world and the best for the world. Being a disciple is not a marathon or a sprint, but it is a relay race. And at some point, the portion of your race will end, and will you pass the baton? There's a story about a college student named Tony. He recently becomes a believer while attending a campus Bible study. And across from the college campus is this well-dressed, very conservative church. One Sunday, Tony decides to go there. He walks in late, shoeless. The sanctuary is packed. Tony heads down in his t-shirt and jeans, and he's looking for a seat. Having nearly reached the pulpit, he realizes there's no empty seats. So he squats right down on the carpet right in front of the pulpit. The congregation is feeling a little uncomfortable. Then from the back of the church, a gray-haired elder in a three-piece suit starts walking towards Tony with a cane. The worshipers don't expect a man in his 80s to even somewhat understand a college kid like this on the floor. So with all eyes focused on the developing drama, the minister waits to begin his sermon until the elder does what he has to do. The elderly man drops his cane on the floor and with great difficulty lowers himself to sit right next to Tony. "What I'm about to preach," the minister begins, "you'll never remember. But what you've just seen, you will never forget." Being a multi-generational church is inevitable, but becoming intergenerational is a choice. To empower the next generation, or any generation for that matter, there must be an intentional decision to create opportunity for mutual investment relationally and spiritually. This is what passing the baton means. A generation refers to all of the people born and living at about the same time. Today, Pew Research and other resources tell us that there are 7 generations living right now. A quick and brief study of these generations would show us that we are becoming more ethnically diverse, digitally dependent, and are now fully realizing the reality of a mental health crisis in an unprecedented measure. So we can study and research and discover all kinds of data and statistics from a thorough generational research. But today, I would like to share 3 reasons how God views generations, and 3 ways that we can empower the next generation. So first, God uses generations. In Matthew 1:17, there were 42 generations of people that were used to bring Jesus into the world. The entire book of 1 Chronicles tells of the generations of people from Adam to King David, only to illustrate how no generation is wasted from God's perspective. Scripture clearly portrays a God who is weaving his purpose in and throughout all of human history and every generation. Second, God loves every generation. Exodus 20 verses 5 and 6 tells us that God will punish the sins of the fathers to the 3rd and 4th generations of those who hate him. But he will show love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. God's covenant of love and promise does not end with any one generation. He always has a remnant that will carry his covenant through to the next generation. Consider Genesis chapter 9, verse 12, where God had wiped out the entire earth because of its wickedness through a flood, yet he rescued Noah and his family and gave Noah a sign of promise for perpetual generations to come. Lastly, God doesn't want any generation to forget him. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 9 and 10, God warns the people of Israel to not forget what they have seen. The smoke on Mount Sinai, the parting of the Red Sea, the bread from heaven, the water from the rock, the law that was given to them through Moses. Do not forget what you've seen and teach your children to fear God. Can you imagine what it was like to experience what those Israelites coming out of Egypt experienced? Could you imagine seeing Elijah call fire down from heaven, or David slay Goliath, or Jesus perform miracles? Is it possible that the next generation could forget God? Let it not be so. We can drop every other baton in our life, but don't drop the gospel. We must pass it on to the next generation. So how do we pass the baton? Stay gospel-centered. God created us to be with him, and our sins have separated us from God. And sins cannot be removed by good deeds. And paying the price for our sin was Jesus, who died and rose again. And everyone who trusts in him alone will have eternal life, and that life starts now and will last forever. Look, friends, if we bobble the parent baton, the good citizen baton, the hard worker baton, and yet somehow still pass the gospel baton, we win, and so does the next generation. That's what it means to stay gospel-centered. But we must stay spirit-empowered. We need to stay hungry for another move of God. We need to live in the peace of God. We need to operate from the joy of the Holy Spirit. We need to be compelled by the love of God and stay generous, humble, kind, caring, and self-controlled. And finally, we need to stay personally responsible. The next generation is not meant to become a burden, but rather a blessing. Pray for them. Model integrity for them. Teach them God's word. Introduce them to the Holy Spirit. Pass along the passion and not just the tradition. Preserve the memories from generation to generation and find opportunities to serve together, remembering that we can all succeed together. For every living generation will see that today is the day of salvation. The psalmist declares, I am confident of this in Psalm 27. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May every living generation today see the goodness and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey, I hope that you found something today that inspired your heart and your faith in Christ. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe or leave a comment. God loves you, and if you are looking for a church, visit us at Awaken Church online at awakenrome.com, or better yet, come visit us on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Live like you're blessed and covered by God's favor today. Thanks for listening.